The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Welcome to a special hot take episode of the Push Podcast. I'm your host, the Shaolin Shogun, aka your boy Sean. And I got some beef. Today we're going to talk about Mysterio, aka Dominic Guerrero, Sasha Banks, and Bayley. What do these three professional wrestlers have in common? Great performers. We've always known that about Bayley and Sasha Banks. Hey, you can't find anyone that I know of, that one of those two or both of those two ladies are one of their favorite female performers. Dominic Mysterio Guerrero. Hot out the gate. SummerSlam, all that he's done in the ring following SummerSlam. The boy is putting in work. So why do you all think that I would have an issue with young Mysterio Guerrero, the great Sasha Banks, and the role model, Bayley Badass? I don't have a problem with any of these performers. My problem lies with wrestling fans who are fans of these three performers, but then hate on a performer that I hold dear to my heart, Charlotte Flair. Oh, it's time to fight, internet wrestling community, WrestleCast fam. Because you have been mad disrespectful to the queen for years. Oh, she gets all the opportunities. She wouldn't be in the WWE if it wasn't for her daddy. Her daddy gave her the spot. They give her everything. Why is she on all the shows? Why does she have all the belts? All your complaining about Charlotte Flair, what she does, where she is, what she has. But then all I heard was crickets when Bayley and Sasha were virtually in the same position. Now, don't get me wrong. Look, I'll take as much Charlotte Flair that you can give me. I'll take as much Bayley. And heaven knows I'll take as much fine ass Sasha Banks that you can give me. But don't you all think you're being a little hypocritical? Now let's be real. You'll find way more people who are enjoying this Sasha Banks Bayley ride than finding folks who aren't. Hell, I love it. From the moment Bayley snapped and turned heel, like, Bayley has been performing at the highest level of her career. Bayley's always been great. Let's go ahead and put that out there. But as far as an overall performer in the ring, on the mic, she is literally at her best right now. And I love to see it. I never thought I would see the day when Sasha Banks and Bayley would be in a feud and Sasha would be the babyface and Bayley would be the heel. But I really can't wait to see it. It's been an incredible ride seeing Sasha Banks come back and Bayley turn heel. Those girls getting together, taking over SmackDown, winning the tag team titles. Sasha having that brief run with the Raw Women's Championship, but we all know Sasha in defending her title on the pay-per-view wasn't going to go over well. But they used it as a catalyst to lead to the split. So story-wise, I feel it. But guess what, people? To achieve the Bayley-Sasha Banks split, you really didn't need those two ladies on all three shows holding all the gold. They could have stayed they little happy asses on SmackDown and Bayley just playing up the best friend slash, oh, I got a title and I'm the greatest. They could have used that and eventually still made it to the split, made it to the point where Bayley snapped or either Sasha snapped. Either way, we knew where this pairing was gonna end. We've known for a while that Sasha and Bayley getting together will only lead to the feud and the match that we really want to see, and that's Sasha Banks versus Bayley. When the girls had all the gold and they were appearing on all the shows, I mean Raw, SmackDown, NXT, pay-per-views, all over the place. Everybody loved it. But you hypocritical motherfuckers did nothing but complain when Charlotte did it too. Why? Let's switch gears for a minute. Dominic Mysterio Guerrero. This Rey Mysterio stuff has been dumb. It's been really dumb. His whole feud with Seth Rollins, and man, the eye for the eye, and now you got Rey Mysterio, the great Rey Mysterio, who we've all been watching for damn near 30 years, is walking around here with a mask that's covering up one of his eyes that he supposedly doesn't have anymore. It's bullshit. It's terrible. But all of a sudden, here comes Dominic. We've all known for a while that Rey Mysterio has been training his son to be a professional wrestler. So, wherever Rey was, we knew Dominic would be. Rey was gone from WWE for a while. I'm pretty confident if Rey wouldn't have came back to WWE and went to AEW or anywhere else, that's where Dominic would be right now. At the same time, WWE would allow themselves to be talked into it by Rey Mysterio. Like, Vince finds themselves in situations all the time where Brock Lesnar has the leverage and he has to give in to demands. But the thought of Rey Mysterio showing up on AEW when Vince was already stupid and let Chris Jericho go to AEW. So of course Rey's gonna swoop in and make his deal with WWE contingent on his son Dominic being a part of the WWE family himself. Now, I'm gonna be real. Of course, people, if Ashley Fleer wasn't the daughter of the Nature Boy Ric Flair, she probably wouldn't have got looked at by WWE. We know this. So yes, Charlotte got the opportunity to be signed by WWE because of who her daddy was. But y'all act like Charlotte Flair is the first, second generation, or third generation performer to get an opportunity in professional wrestling because who their parents are. Hello? Come on. Is The Rock a first generation talent? Got a whole dad and daddy in the WWE Hall of Fame? Oh, and let's not forget the fourth generation Johnson that's currently in WWE, Samoa Johnson. But we can go down the line, we can call all the names, but I'm just saying, this whole Charlotte got to where she is because of her daddy, the shit gotta stop. It either has to stop, or I need you to apply that to other performers as well. Apply that to Dominic Mysterio Guerrero, okay? Because Dominic signed a contract. He is an official employee. Excuse me. He's an official independent contractor of WWE. My man's first match was at SummerSlam. His first official match as a WWE performer was at SummerSlam. Against multi-time world champion Seth Rollins. And he continues to have main event spotlight weekly on WWE television. Didn't Dominic get his opportunity because of his daddy? Why are y'all not bitching because he's in the main event? He got his first match at SummerSlam. Charlotte may have got her job, her opportunity, because she was Ric Flair's daughter, but Charlotte's ass was down in NXT. Charlotte had to start at the bottom. Does anybody really remember Charlotte's first introduction on NXT television? It's a whole different Charlotte than the one that we know today. Talk about green on the mic, talk about green in the ring. Her first matches, you can tell that there was serious athletic ability and potential. And what happened to Charlotte in NXT? She didn't get her opportunity because who her daddy was. She got her opportunity because she worked. You saw where she started. Go into the WWE Network and look at Charlotte's first match. Then, after you watch that, look up her NXT Championship match in the finals against Natalya. Just in that short span, look at how she grew as an in-ring performer. Look at her at the beginning. Look at her at that point of winning the NXT Championship, defending the NXT Championship, losing it, then moving on to be a part of the Women's Revolution. That whole time period from first NXT match to, I'll stretch it out to the triple threat at WrestleMania when she won the women's title. Look at the in-ring growth. Look at the matches that she was putting on in that time frame. And then go after that. Let's say one thing about Charlotte Flair. She's like her dad in a lot of ways. Ric Flair could wrestle a soda can and the soda can look like $1 million. Same thing with Charlotte. We all know who Ric Flair is as the dirtiest player in the game and one of the greatest heels of all time, if not the greatest heel. And as a Flair, Charlotte naturally is a heel. Her best performances are as a heel on the mic. And just like her dad, she struggles being a babyface. But don't think that your favorites don't have flaws. Because as much as we love lovable Bayley, how cute she was, how great her matches were as babyface Bayley, promo work, kind of cringeworthy at times. Same could be said about Sasha Banks. We know the level of performer she is in the ring. A badass, as a heel, the boss in NXT. And then up until her coming back as Blue Sasha Banks, when she was baby facing it up on Raw and SmackDown before she took her hiatus. Part of the reason why she wasn't getting what you all wanted her to get is because the babyface thing wasn't working. It wasn't. That character, the boss, Sasha Banks, is a heel. And it's not Charlotte Flair's fault. It's not Becky Lynch's fault. It's more so Vince for keeping her in that position where she's not best utilized. But don't blame that on Charlotte. All Charlotte Flair did was be the best, because she is the best. All the hate that goes on with Charlotte, but nobody can tell me why she isn't great. I take that back. The one consistent thing that I'll get is that she's boring on the mic. Charlotte's not gonna be elaborate like her dad as a heel on a mic. She's not going to be flaunting Rolexes and bragging about men and jets and limos and stuff like that. You wouldn't want that, because then you would say she's literally biting off her dad. But she's the queen. She's royalty. She's playing a part. And when she is that queen as a heel, she gives you what she should. Now, just like Sasha, just like Bayley, she struggles on the mic as a babyface. But Charlotte ain't never, ever struggled in the ring. Now, here's the deal. You're probably mad because Charlotte was in that triple threat at WrestleMania against Ronda Rousey and Becky. Okay. What's your favorite Becky Lynch match? And you may have one. But can you honestly look at skill? And I love Becky, so this is not a dig. But can you really say that someone has had their best match against Becky Lynch? You can't. During her reign as the man, Becky didn't have a memorable match one-on-one until she faced Sasha Banks. But Charlotte, we've seen Charlotte have good matches with Carmella. Charlotte versus Carmella on SmackDown was the first time Carmella was ever in the ring, and I saw absolutely nobody complain about Carmella being in the ring. Who did that, folks? Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair has been the most consistent female performer in WWE since this whole women's revolution started. And she started from the bottom and earned her way to the top. Anything she does, you're gonna complain about. But what I ask you people is, if you're gonna complain about one thing or another, be consistent. Alright? If you're going to complain about someone getting fast-tracked to the spotlight and being shoved down your throat like you say Charlotte Flair is because her daddy got her the job, then be on Raw every week on the Rawcast bitching about Dominic Mysterio Guerrero. Charlotte didn't get signed and then pushed to her first match at a big four pay-per-view? Why aren't y'all giving the same man, you know what? You had a problem with Charlotte showing up on NXT. You had a problem with Charlotte being on multiple shows. Bayley and Sasha Banks do it. You're all for it. Like I said at the beginning of this recording, I have appreciated and been pleasantly surprised and am becoming a fan of young Dominic Mysterio Guerrero. And I love Sasha Banks and Bayley. But y'all gonna stop bitching about my queen. It's time. I want Dominic Mysterio to be great. I can't wait for Sasha Banks and Bayley to tear it up in the ring again. But when my queen comes back, it's time for y'all to show a little bit more respect. Thank you for allowing me to get that off my chest. We got some good shit coming up for you on the Push in the future episodes. I'm excited for our first watch along. Clash of Champions is coming up in the WWE in a few weeks. And to celebrate that occasion, the guys and I will be engaging on a watch along adventure. We're going to fire up the WWE Network. We're going to sit back and watch a great show from our early fandom in professional wrestling. We're going to watch the first Clash of the Champions. 5-match card highlighted by the 45-minute time limit draw between the Nature Boy Ric Flair, father of the Queen, and the man they call Sting. This has been a hot take episode of The Push, presented to you by the CSBN. I am your host, the Shaolin Shogun. I'm out.